حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین.
اعوذ باللہ السمیع العلیم من همزات الشیاطین، واعوذ باللہ ان یحضرون، انه هو السمیع العلیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین حبیب الہ العالمین ابی القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، روحي وارواح العالمين له الفدا، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن الإصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. درود بر محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
With this hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the words of the speaker which are beneficial for both the speaker and the listener, with the loud salawat on Muhammad and Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali
Muhammad. With this hope and prayer that the efforts that we are putting in the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam for the sake of the qurba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be accepted by Allah and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wajjil
farajah. For the destruction of the enemies of Islam and their plots, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah, we have started this important discussion regarding collective work, organizations, and under this title of the ayah that وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that we have to hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only each one of us individually has to fulfill that responsibility, but collectively also we have to do that. جَمِيعًا and وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا. And it is our responsibility that we should not be disunited, that it is not the case that only one time we have to do it, but we have to be steadfast and we have to continue doing this collectively, inshallah ta'ala. And by keeping in mind the role model that we have in the form of the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam in Karbala, we are looking at them not as an individual heroes, but we are looking at them as a team of people, a group of people who are connected together with a specific goal in their mind around the wali of their time. And once it happened like this, and the last point that we have discussed yesterday too, and disconnected themselves from the taghut of their time, when this happened, the results are seen till now. To this day also we can see that the effect and the impact of this effort that was put by the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam under the banner of the walaya, we have seen this result till now. Otherwise, we have seen so many efforts before and after that, where more than 72 or less or more people have come together, or thousands of people come together. You have known that right after Karbala, we have a Qiyam, or people stand in the name of Qiyam al-Tawwabin, that was there, but the results were not there, okay? Because all these pillars of a team that we mentioned, an organization or the walaya that we mentioned, were not there. So we have, till now, we have, alhamdulillah, briefly we have discussed this point that the teamwork is important, and under the title of the different Quranic ayat, riwayat, and some historical facts, we have discussed this thing. The main topic that we have started last year, where we were talking about the qualities or attributes of the team or the group of people who come together in the last majlis of last year, inshallah, we will continue this topic this year. But before that, inshallah, just allow me one more day, or maybe one or two more days, where I want to emphasize on this teamwork and how much important this is, and how, what are the basic, maybe you can say that, what are the benefits that we should look at it while we are working and towards that teamwork. On one hand, it seems to us that it's difficult. It is not easy, because otherwise, if I think about myself, I say, okay, if this work is there, I can do it, this work easily. Why I should wait to create a team and work with the team, and what is the benefit of it? Unless and until we are completely convinced that what is the benefit of the teamwork, how we are working for that, we will not strive for it, because it's a difficult path that we have to select, we have to take this path. Inshallah, with some example, and how to train ourselves, how to train our generation in this form, that they are ready to work in a team, not individually. Okay? Inshallah, recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. One important thing, or the benefit of the teamwork, or not the benefit, I say that the symptom of the teamwork, or the sign of the teamwork, is this thing. That you have to celebrate the goal that is done by somebody else. You know that in the team, like for example, one person make a goal in the soccer team, for example, okay? One person has made a goal, but all the team players, not only team players who are on the ground, those players who are sitting on their benches, okay? Coach, managers, or in the fans which are seeing this match, million, like for some thousands of kilometers away from this, all of them stand from their seats. They start celebrating. Why you are celebrating that? Why you are celebrating that? This goal is done by X, Y, Z. Why you are celebrating? Because they feel that they are one team. It is not the goal of one person, but it's collectively we are the winner, not he is the winner. Okay? So from I to we, this process that is going on, that's why we call that a team. Okay, we are not calling them as individuals who are battling there, who are fighting with the enemies, who are standing against the opponent team. No, this is not the case. It is a group of people who are coming together. Okay, the person who have passed the ball to this person who have made the goal, he is still the same. He is still happy. Okay, it is not the case if he start feeling hasad or envy towards that person. It means that he do not have the team spirit in him. He cannot say in the interview after the match that, okay, I was the one who gave all the passes to these people who made the goals. The people will say, okay, you are not a team player. You are an individual who are working there. It is not the collective effort that we are making. And this is the thing that we have to learn. To celebrate the goal of the other person if it is he is the part of the team. Okay? And I'm again saying it's not easy. That is the thing that I'm saying, that we have to train our children. Like for example, suppose that when I'm working individually, I'm thinking, okay, I am working hard, I get good marks, and I'm successful, okay? And I feel that when I come home, I proudly tell my father and mother that, okay, see, I got these marks and I'm successful. But sometimes when you are working in the group projects are there, sometimes you know that there are people in group of 5, 10, they are working together. Maybe there are people who are very smart, and there are people who are not doing anything in the team, in the project, okay? But at the end, like for example, you know that sometimes in the group project, I remember myself that in the final project in the university, when we had the project, I was not expert in the project that we are doing. Okay, we are doing in the VLC something, and I do not like this language at the time. So my teammates, they were quite enthusiastic and they were working hard. But at the end, when we presented the project and we could get good marks, everybody was like saying that, okay, this team has won, this project has won. Nobody was saying that who did how much work in that team, okay? Because we are feeling as a team and not as an individual. And that's why I'm saying that we have to teach our children that sometimes maybe you are, nobody knows about you, you are Shahid Gumnam, nobody knows about you. But when you look at the system, everyone is playing the same role as the person who is on the top and the person who is just cleaning the space here. Okay. So, for example, suppose that when we are trying to create a majlis, an environment for the majlis of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam. When you are coming here, there are people who are coming like for 1 hour before you. They are trying to manage the space, clean the space, put this all this space ready for you. Okay, there are people who are just preparing the niyaz for us. There are sisters who are preparing the niyaz for us. There are people who are reciting the Quran, Marsiya, Salam, Noha. And I am also like here and trying to present something in front of you. I cannot say that, okay, see that I am the one who is reciting the majlis and I am the one around which everything is revolving. No. Everyone as a team, we are working together. We are the part of the team. It cannot be the case that I can say, okay, you are something different from me and I am something different from you. We have to work together and try to see that how we can support each other, how we can support the energies of each other for a greater cause. So the cause, the single cause should be there in our mind. And once it is like this, then I do not feel that you are separate from me. Your success is separate from my success. Let's give you one more example. Suppose that to understand that what is the difference between these two, and we can compare it what is happening in our life, okay? Now, the efforts that we are putting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think that we are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi sabilillah. Just think about it that are the intention that I'm saying with my tongue, are they the true intentions that are there in my heart or no? Okay? Just giving you one example. Suppose that two people at the same time, they open a store in a new location. Okay? There is a location in the new area is built in Canada, for example. Nobody was there. New housing scheme is announced there. And there is a new place for the commercial place that is launched. And two people open a store. Both of them are selling fast food, okay? One is selling burger, for example, one is selling pizza, okay? Now, next day, both of them announce the opening ceremony, everything is announced. Think that in the morning, there is a long line in front of one store, and the other person is just sitting idle and looking, but okay, why there is no customer is there in front of me, okay? Now, what do you think, what's going on in the mind of this guy who has who is standing alone? And nobody is there in front of the store, while he's seeing right store beside him has thousands of people standing in the line so that the store will open and then they are able to buy this. He start have a type of a hasad or envy in him. So what's going on there? Why these people do not understand that who am I? I am like, for example, my store is the best store in the market. My pizza is the best in the market, but these people are not aware of it. Okay. So in that case, he has a type of a envy towards him, has a hasad towards him. He start feeling that, okay, type of animosity towards him, that he is my opponent, he is my enemy, and I have to try to find out the ways so that I destroy his market right now. But on the other hand, like if this guy starts thinking that, oh, in this area there is no fast food and people are not aware and they do not have the taste of the fast food. Till now they were like eating the traditional foods. Alhamdulillah, at least they are coming here, they are starting eating the fast food. Hopefully, within 1 week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, they will start coming to my store too. And then slowly, my business will be increased too. Okay, so he start feeling good that Alhamdulillah, now we are one team. In a sense that we are working for fast food. I'm not working for pizza or he's not working for burger. I'm working for the culture of fast food to be there in the market. And once it is there, slowly my place will be there. Now they are feeling in one team, not two different teams. Or maybe you can see like this. You know that sometimes when you go to the different stores in the market right now, sometimes you go to one store, I'm not naming the store's name. Otherwise, like maybe you start saying that I'm promoting one specific store. I'm not an advertisement here. But like when you go to one store, chain of one stores, they give you sometimes a coupon for the other chain of stores. Okay. And you feel that, okay, why is it so that, okay, they are the competitors? Why they are, like, what's going on there? That why they are supporting the other brand or other company or other marketplace right now? The problem is that because behind the scene, there is a merger between them. And the owner of all of them, all these chains which are different in front of you, actually they are working for the same cause, same person, same thing. If this is the case, if your business increase, it means my business is increasing. If your people are coming towards you, it means that people are coming towards me because the cause is the same. I'm not fighting for my success. I'm fighting for our success, the company's success. And all these branches that are there in front of you are working for the same cause. Now just think about the examples for us. We open two centers. We open to this, to that, to that, to that. I'm thinking some of the examples, I cannot name the things, okay? Now, when, okay, give the simple example. Announce two majalis, okay? You announce two majalis, like for example, one person announced a majlis in the morning, the other person is also heading the same majlis going on, okay? Suppose that in my house, there is nobody is there, okay? I'm just looking at the camera and recording and I'm hopeful that inshallah, millions of people watch online and they are watching and the likes will be there in the future. But other person, like there is a group of people waiting, this is there, people are waiting that when the cancellation come and they will attend the majlis. Okay, I will see that, okay, see that all of them are going to the majlis of Sheikh X. Why they are not coming? They do not know that who am I, okay? But if I think like this, that I am working, if I am working for the cause of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, what's the difference between us? We are one team. I am working for the same cause. Alhamdulillah. I should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should celebrate that Alhamdulillah there are people who are ready to listen to the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm saying that go and think and look at in your heart what's going on there. Are we a team or are we individuals who are trying to destroy the energies of each other? Or are we working together to support each other? And this is, and again saying that this is a very important and primary point that we have to ponder upon. It is not a simple thing. And as I mentioned to you yesterday too, in Farsi there's this idiom. I was talking to my daughter and I saying that, do you have any list of idioms in English? She said that the English idioms are not good. So I'm not expert. My English is not good. But she was saying to me like this. But in Farsi there is this idiom. It's a very beautiful idiom. In Farsi they say that ba halwa halwa guftan dahan shirin nami shavat. Just by saying the halwa is a sweet dish in Farsi and Urdu too, the person said that by just saying halwa, 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 your mouth and your tongue will not become sweet. Okay, you have to eat it. When you eat it, then you understand the taste and the taste of this thing. Otherwise, just by saying it, nothing will change. It is the same thing. You are the same person. So this is very important for us to understand that, to teach our children too. This is an important thing, that where we are working as a team. I am not the one that if apparently I am successful, it means that I am just looking at my success. I have to look at our success. And this is the point where so many vices, the ethical vices that are there, if you start working on it individually, just sitting at home, you cannot do that. But when you start working in a team, there are so many hidden vices that are there inside you, like hasad and so many other stuff, which you are not aware yourself that they are there in you. But when you start working with the other people in a team, here you start feeling that if people are coming and praising another person for the success of a specific effort, you start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah, our goal is going forward. We are getting closer to the goal of the final goal that we had. It is not the case that people do not know that what I am doing behind the scene. It is not the case because all of us are working for the same cause. And we have to understand that unless and until we understand and realize that, it is not the case that we will be successful in that. Okay, and to achieve it, one of the important things is that to achieve that target is this thing that, as I mentioned to you, that because in the team there are different people with different calibers, different energies are there, different type of mindsets are there. We have to realize that because I am working in the team, I have to, in the teamwork, I have to do the work in a way that my effort will be supportive for the other people. And if all of us support each other and hold the hand of each other, وَتَعَامَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, then we will reach the success. Okay? So the deficiencies that is there in me and the perfection that is there in you, we have to help each other, hold hand of each other so that we reach that success and perfection. And I have to feel that pain that, okay, this brother that is there, why he is not ready to come me and reach that goal that is there, okay? So I have to push, I have to come towards you, help you, guide you. And it is not the case, I say, okay, because this brother is not working, just leave it. I have to go alone. No, we have to go together, okay? We have to learn this thing. There is a book, I do not want to name that book, and because it is written by a person who is have a specific mindset. But he is about the management and the like improvement of the like in the corporate culture, how to improve the output and efficiency of a system. He present an analogy. He said that in my mind there was a problem, and like for example in the factory that I was working, there were some bottlenecks, and I have to remove those bottlenecks. And I was confused at how to solve it. And I was trying all the things that was there till now, whatever I studied till now in the management, I tried everything. But it was not working. So I was thinking, okay, what should I do? And he said that I went for a camping trip or a like mountain hiking. He used the word mountain hiking, example of the mountain hiking, with my son and some of his group mates. When we went for the mountain hiking, so they divided the group into two, three different teams. Okay, so there's, okay, 15 people in one team, 15 people in one team, 15 people in one team. Okay, they give a map, they put a target, okay, we have to reach by the end of the day to that specific location. And he said, okay, everyone has to go. But they mentioned that the winner will be the one which the whole team will reach the target. Okay, not the one individual, two individual, three individual, but all the 15 people reach the goal, then they are successful. Not one individual. He said, okay. He said that I bring all the 15 people of my team, we sit together and start working, okay, how to plan. He said that one of these people was a person like me. You know that when the first time when I came to Canada, we went for a backcountry camping. And I was like from Combe, a person was just sitting on the chair, never worked there, did anything. And these people asked me to go for a backcountry camping. Okay, backcountry camping, those people who went there, they know that what are the difficulties for that. So you have to take your canoe on your head and do the triage from one place to other place. Few kilometers you have to walk. So they say, okay, for the 3 days, you do not have access to anything. You cannot, for example, take extra stuff with you. But a person like me, who is an old guy, like for example, who is a very living in a comfort zone, so he say, okay, I need a specific bed with me. I need a specific chair to sit. I need this, I need that. And so many things are there in my hand, in my backpack, so that I could able to sleep properly in this 3 days camping. Unfortunately, like for camping that was designed for a specific purpose, now it become a business itself. It's a culture. Like for example, now there are so many brands which are there who are trying to give you comfort in that specific area. If you want to live in a comfort, you can sit in your home and have a comfort of that. If you're going for the camping, you have to prepare for the mindset that I have to work hard. Okay, so this guy, he said that, okay, in my team, there were good people, very strong people, sportsmen were there. But there is one guy who was like me, okay? He's not able to walk, he's not doing anything. Okay, so he says, okay, what should I do? He says that I have to take all the team together, okay? So he says, okay, they have to walk in a line. So he says that I put him at the end of the line. I say, okay, because you are the slowest person in this team, you have to stand at the end so that the team should not be delayed due to your slow walking in the step. So he said that as soon as we start walking, within half an hour, all the team were ahead and this guy was like, for example, far behind from the team. And I was confused that what should I do? And I was with him, I was trying to pushing him, but nothing. Like for example, he said, okay, I could not walk, what should I do? Like for example, he was a very obese person and he was not able to walk. He said, okay, this is my capacity, I cannot do more than that. So he said, I stopped the team and I was waiting for him to reach there. And then after every half an hour, we have to do that. I have to stop, do the step and then go. He said, okay, we have to change the strategy. I have to put him in the front. Okay, he say, okay, we put him in the front. And when you put him in the front, the second person who was Benny was every time was saying bad words to him. Okay, so he's thinking, oh, what you're doing? Just walk, walk, walk. And he said, okay, I cannot walk. And all the like the energy and the efficiency that was in the individuals behind him, everybody was destroyed because this guy was on the top. He became the leader. He became the head, and now the energies are different. So he said, okay, I have to find out a strategy. I have to take the team, and I have this guy with me. I cannot put on the tail of the line. I cannot put on the top of the and the beginning of the line. What should I do? Okay. I'm not discussing that what he did and how he solved the solution, but it is a management skill in our system too. We have to understand that. This is a very important skill that we have to learn. Ayatollah Khamenei, Hafizahullah, has mentioned this thing, the example of mountain climbers. It was very interesting for me that Ayatollah Khamenei has also, when he discussed about the walaya, about among the mu'mineen, he gave the example of the group of people which are the mountain climbers who have to reach a peak. They are working together, they are holding their hands, they are tied themselves with the ropes, and they know that it is not the case that if I go ahead and the other person slip from this mountain, I will be successful. No, he knows that we are all tied with a rope. If one person fell, it means that everybody has to fall. The line, the team has to fall. There is no way out. Okay? This mindset is very important for us. I'm not looking at my success, we are looking at our success. And this mindset that I'm trying to say is that Al-Bayt alayhimus salam also want to create among the mu'mineen. So in this case, the person which is, alhamdulillah, has the opportunity that he reached the second stage, he is not just trying to praise himself that, okay, see how strong I am, that I am on that stage, but he is trying, anxiously waiting for the other people and trying to support them as much as he can so that soon all of them will be together at that stage. There's a very interesting story from Shaheed Mehdi Bakri. Recite a loud salawat for the shuhada. I'm sorry for today, hopefully, because it's Saturday, you will allow me 5 to 10 minutes extra of your time. Shaheed Mehdi Bakri was one of the, is a young guy. These shuhada were, like, for example, especially these shuhada who fight for the defense of Islam and the Islamic Revolution, it is always recommended by Ayatollah Khamenei that we should read about them, understand that who these people were. Because one issue that we had normally is this thing, that when we look at the Shuhada-i Karbala and we see that they were the great people, and definitely they were great people. And as I mentioned, you one example about Zuhair ibn Qayn, and we give the example of Abu Thumama yesterday and Saeed yesterday, that they were the team players, and they knew that, okay, I am standing in front of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam while he's praying, it means that I am the part of that prayer too. It was not the case that he was thinking, okay, why I should stand in front of the between the army of Yazid and the army of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam to save these arrows. I'm saying that these shuhada, definitely they were great people. But for us, maybe sometimes it's come to the mind that, okay, they were people of some other world, okay? I cannot become like them. But these shuhada which are there in today's world right now, we have seen their lifestyle. It is very practical role model for us that how they have spent their life. In one of the last 1 hour of Shaheed Mehdi Bakri, when he was on an island and it was decided, like for example, the Iranian high command has known that, okay, whoever will be there, they will be got killed by the Iraqi army, and they don't have the support to take back all these people. So Shaheed, this story is told by Shaheed Kazimi, who got martyred later on after this, like 2-3 years ago, not 2-3 years, sorry, 7-8 years ago, when I came to Iran at that time. He narrated this story. He said that just few minutes before the Shahada of Mehdi Bakri, I have a conversation with him wireless conversation with him. He said that the high command has mentioned to me that call us Mehdi Bakri, because Mehdi Bakri and Shaheed Kazimi were very close friends, okay, like brothers, the true brothers. So he said that the high command asked me that everybody asked Shaheed Mehdi Bakri to come back, but he was not, he's saying that no, I have to defend this place. And my Imam Khomeini has mentioned to me that I have to defend, I will not leave this place. I will try to defend till the last drop of my blood. So he said that you are a friend to Shahid Mehdi Baqi. Ask him to come back. And inshallah, we will go back and try to get back from the enemy. Okay? Shahid Kazmi said, okay, I give a call, the wireless call to him. And I was asking that, okay. So Mehdi Baqi, at the end of this conversation, Shahid Mehdi Baqi told him that, okay, Kazmi, where you are? Why you are not coming to me? He said that I was, because few minutes before, Mehdi Kazmi was there with Mehdi Baqi and back to convey the message to the high command that what's going on in this island. Okay, so Shahid Kazmi says, I was there with you. Please come back here and we, inshallah, we'll go soon back together. The statement of Shahid Mehdi Baqi was this, which Ayatollah Khamenei has also mentioned in his, one of his speeches. He said that, Kazmi, Bia Inja, come here and you will see that how beautiful this place is. You will see what I see. And when you come with me, you will stay forever with me. Because you will not, because the place is so beautiful that you will not like to go back to the place that you are in. Ayatollah Khamenei has mentioned this thing, that what Mehdi Baqi was seeing there, it was only bombardment. It was complete destruction of the area. Complete island was destroyed by Iraqi bombardment. What Mehdi Baqi was saying, that this place is so beautiful. 1 hour before his Shahada, he was looking, he's saying that, Bia Mehdi Kazmi, Chikhubas, Chikashangas, come here, see that how beautiful this place is. These are the people of this world, okay? But the statement that I want to say, that he is looking at his brother and he say, okay, I have reached this state. I have reached this place. I am looking at the realities. The curtains are removed from my eyes. Come, Kazmi, where you are? You are my brother. Why you are not able to see this reality that I am seeing right now? Come here, you will see the same thing. So, you know that this spirit that is there, where we are, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some quality, some attribute, some blessing and the bounty is there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am looking forward to hold the hand of the other people. It is not the case that I am trying to, I am not stingy right now, because I know that it is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and there is no limit. The person who has given me, he is not limited. The ni'mah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for everyone. Why should be I stingy that I say, okay, it is for me, I should not give it to you. Who you are? We are one. We are all the lover of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We are all the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. We are all trying to work for the same cause. Why we are trying to destroy the energies of each other? And this is, I'm again saying that this is very important lesson that we have to learn from Karbala. And once we have that mindset, then we can hope that we can go ahead and work for the sake of the Imam of our time. Unless and until this mindset is not there, and I just think about myself, there is no success. Everybody has to understand that in this whole system, maybe I am playing a very small part, but this part is result. The result of this thing is the one which we are seeing in the impact that is there in, as a whole, holistic approach is there, okay? So I am not just looking at my success, but I am looking at our success. There is a story from Sheikh Ansari, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. When he was a student, he was a young person, nobody knows him. He went to a city. The marjay of that time, he said that he normally comes and deliver a lecture there. So one day he said that I come a little bit before my lecture, half an hour before my lecture, and I saw a young guy who was delivering a lecture, and there were one or two students who were sitting there. He said, okay, I was just free. I came half an hour earlier from my time. I just sit in front of that lecture. And when I listened to the lecture, I saw that this young guy is more knowledgeable than me. People know me as a marje, as a faqih, as like the most knowledgeable person, alam, okay? But I think that this young guy is more knowledgeable than me. So he said, first day I thought that maybe I'm making a mistake. There are, like, for example, maybe he has just copy-paste from somebody else, and now he's presenting, like the person like me who just read the speeches of some other person, come here and then deliver. People think, wow, so great speech is there, okay? They didn't know that, okay, I just read from the speech of one alim, one scholar in Farsi, and because you do not know Farsi, I'm just translating you for you, and people are praising me, they're like, alhamdulillah, like, I am the great person. He said that maybe there is a person, he's just copying from somewhere else, I have to go next day. 3 days he continuously attend this lecture, and he felt that this guy is something different. 4th day, when he was attending his lecture in the mosque, when the thousands of students come, he announced them that tomorrow you have to come half an hour early. Okay, so all the students say, okay, whatever the teacher is saying, we have to follow the instruction from the teacher. Half an hour early, when all the students come, the teacher and all these thousands of students went to the Dars of Sheikh Ansari. And the teacher was sitting as a student, the marje, the alam, the most knowledgeable person was sitting in front of a person who was unknown in that city. Okay, and Sheikh Ansari said that, okay, this marje has introduced me to the people. Why is it so? This marje can say, okay, if I inform the people about this person, like next day, nobody will come to my dars. What about the things that is coming to me, the popularity, like the homes and all these things that are coming, what will happen to that? But he knew that it is not for sake of me, okay, it is a sake for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a cause of the knowledge. And this person is more knowledgeable than me. So why should I attract the people towards me? This is the thing that I have to attract the people towards, that the most knowledgeable person. And if I know now that he is the most knowledgeable, I have to invite towards them. This mindset is, I'm again saying, it's not easy. It's very difficult. And bahalwa halwa guftan dahan shirin nam shavat. We have to go in the deep swimming, go in the water and try to test ourselves that where we are standing. And if I look at myself, that real failure of us in this teamwork is there. We are not ready to work in a group of people, come together for the same cause. And unless and until, as I mentioned to you, that we reach and implement this thing, we could not able to be successful. May we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially by looking at the role model of the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to come together as a team under the banner of the walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and work for the same cause inshallah ta'ala. Recite aloud salawat. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام على الحسين على علي بن الحسين على أولاد الحسين وعلى Hussain. Recite one more time, inshallah, with this intention of the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu ala al Hussain wa ala Ali ibn al Hussain
wa ala
in the Battle of Karbala, as I mentioned to you, that they were working in a team and each team player was trying to play his role for the cause of the Wali of his time. And every time we have seen this thing too, that every time a companion got martyred or he was breathing his last breath, there is a statement between the conversation between Muslim ibn Asajah and Habib ibn Madahir. Then when Muslim ibn Asajah was breathing his last, Habib ibn Madahir get closer to Muslim ibn Asajah and ask him, is there any wasiya or will from your side? He said, there is only one will. please don't leave the son of Fatima Zahra salamu alayha. Each one of them has tried their best to support the wali of their time. But when these companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, all of them got martyred, now it comes the turn of the Bani Hashim, the family of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, which Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned to Rayyan ibn Shabib, that, oh Rayyan, there are 18 people from the family of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam who got martyred in Karbala. They were unparalleled in the history of the mankind. You cannot find any person like him. Who can find a person like Abul Fazl al-Abbas? Who can find somebody like Hazrat Qasim alayhi salam? Who can find somebody like Ali Asghar? Who can find somebody like Aun Muhammad? And who can find somebody like Ali Akbar? Who was intellectually, physically, morally was the copy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the strange thing is that the narrators are saying that when this young guy, the copy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa sallam after the martyrdom of all the companions, فَاسْتَعْذَنَا فَاذِنَا. He asked for the permission from his father, Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam. And the narrator is saying that Imam never stopped for a second. He said, oh Ali Akbar, I have given the permission to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the battlefield. But when Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wa salam ride on the horse, Imam said like this, Allahumma ashhad ala haulai al-kawm faqad barada ilayhim ashbahu al-nas bi rasulik khalqan wa khulqan wa mantiqa. Oh Allah, I am sending towards these people the person who is closest to your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, physically, morally, and intellectually. It is mentioned that when Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wa sallam went to battle of Karbala, he fought with the way he should fought, but in the between the battle he returned back towards Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa sallam. We beg to Hazrat Ali Akbar, oh Ali Akbar, why you return back to your mawla? And according to some of the narration, he told Imam Hussain that I am thirsty, oh mawla. Oh mawla, I am thirsty. But after a few minutes, in Karbala, in the plain of Karbala, this sound, everybody listen to this sound. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. Oh my father, accept my last salam. I see my grandfather Rasulullah, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam is there. My grandmother Fatima Zahra is there. Now Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam is going towards the body of his son. I just think that what is the case? Why Hazrat Abbas was not joined, Imam Hussain was not joined by Abul Fazl Abbas? Why Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam was not joined by Abul Fazl Abbas? This young guy is on the plane. Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam is a old guy. I will request Abul Fazl Abbas. Oh Abul Fazl, join the hand of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam. Take him with you. Oh Abul Fazl Abbas, maybe he will reply like this. I have to defend the camps of Imam Hussain. Bibi Zainab Salamullah Alayha is there. The daughters of Imam Hussain Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is there. And the Ravi is saying that very mamish, the body of Hazrat Ali Akbar. He put his lips on the lips of him, Hazrat Ali Akbar Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and say that, Qatalallahu Qawman Qataloo.
بدل الله قوما قتلوا ادري مامسي ولي اكبر على الدنيا بعدك اللفا على الدنيا This world is not the place to live after you, Ali Akbar. فسيعلم الذين سلموا أي منقلب ينقلب وتبسط